You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back.
Bombers, I gotta go. I feel like a frog in my throat for a month. What am I supposed to do about that? You're a tech guy. Is there anything you can prescribe?
I don't know. What do frogs like? You tried starting a little, I can't think of the word, like not a... Is it a vivarium or something? I don't know. Start a fly farm and just hold your mouth over it.
I've tried everything, buddy. No, it's like one of those lingering things. Like everybody's got it. Everybody that gets it, it lasts longer. I thought I was better 2 weeks ago and I feel fine, but I keep like, it's crazy. So my primary care physician put me on a steroid, which I haven't taken yet because I just don't want to take it if I don't have to. But if said frog does not release... him or herself from my throat, I'm going to have to take a steroid.
Might have to. You know, I myself, anytime I've had to take a steroid for legally prescribed medical reasons, I hated it. It was awful. Kept me up all night.
Yes.
I was tired, but also had this weird energy in my core that I like couldn't sleep. It was terrible.
Yeah, my daughter was on it when she was home for Christmas break. She didn't sleep for like five nights in a row. And she'd fall asleep at 7 a.m. for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it's not a good thing. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight, folks. This has been Medical Talk with Pete and Aaron. We are jamming through this Wednesday night show, our last live show of the week. We will have highlight shows the next couple days, but this is our last live show before Valentine's Day, and then I'll be off the first couple nights of next week, too. I'm going to be at the Door County Film Festival for a few days. We'll be back live next Wednesday night. So you won't miss anything. There's some great interviews. I think we're going to replay our Seth Wickersham interview, Aaron.
Yeah, we got that. We got Devika Gidish, the editor of Film Comment and host their podcast.
She's great.
And a bunch of other stuff, too.
You know, I had Seth Wickersham from ESPN on the show, and he was so much fun to talk to. And I love the NFL. That's my sport I've chosen to follow because there's only 17 games, and it's not as consuming as like an 82-game NBA season or 162 baseball game season. But Seth was great, and almost like within minutes after he was off the show, he broke the story about Bill Belichick not getting into the Hall of Fame. So in a perfect world, Aaron, he would have broke that story on Nightlight. We got to get some more street cred.
Yeah, you know, you've got your foot in the door with him now. Maybe eventually you can build up that trust and that kind of relationship to get those stories.
It's his first time on the show. We'll get there. He was a great guy. So anyway, we'll have the fun shows the next couple nights. It is great to have you here, folks. If you missed hour one, we had Rob Thomas on the show, Madison film critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor. Always love talking to Rob. Great times. We talked about several movies. There are some really good movies opening this weekend. A nice variety of films, kid movies, thrillers, caper films. They're all opening this weekend, and most of them are reviewing really well. So we talked about a few of those with Rob. Definitely check that out, pardon me, in podcast form at civicmedia.us. And Rob stuck with us a little bit during hour number two, and then we talked with Civic Media Mid-Mornings host Greg Bach, who is always fun when he is on Nightlight. And we talked about Milwaukee comedy and some movie making tactics and studios and why they make this movie and why they make that movie. But check that out as well in hour number two. Aaron Zomers, I think at this point it's time for us to reintroduce our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is the most exciting Winter Olympic sport? I think I said favorite earlier. I meant exciting. I don't always get it. You know, I don't always get it right, Summers. But that was a better alternative than our other question, Which was, what musical instrument best describes your private parts? And that one is compliments of Alec Baldwin, who described his wife's ex-boyfriend's unit as a clarinet. So you can chime in on anything we're talking about, folks. But if you want to answer the question of the night, it is, what is your favorite or what is the most exciting Winter Olympic sport? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That's our text line phone number. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream at X, Facebook, or YouTube, drop us a stream comment and be part of the show.
I do have an answer to your alternative question.
Yes, please.
The slide whistle.
So you best describe your private parts as a slide whistle. I said triangle just because it was goofy. I didn't know what else to say. I thought it was weird that Alec Baldwin, like, unless this guy is misshapen somehow or with buttons on the side, how do you go clarinet?
I don't know. And I mean, slide, I'm not saying slide whistle is accurate either. I just thought the sound would be funny.
Well, Alec Baldwin's kind of a different guy. I just thought it was a really weird comp, and that's why I thought it'd be a fun question. We've never actually made it the question of the night, but you're welcome to chime in on that as well, folks. Let us know if you like, but be part of the show either way. Coming up this hour in Act 3, we've got Mariah Kohler. I hope I'm saying her last name right. I could not find an interview, and I did not email her, so I slacked off, Aaron. That's what I'm saying.
We'll
so I hope I'm getting her name right. It's spelled like Kohler, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Maybe she's a descendant.
Well, we'll
maybe
find
she's
out.
The heir to the Kohler throne. See what I
if
did
so,
there?
I've worked for her before.
I've been on their thrones. Mariah will be here. She is a musician who did the music for a music video that will be playing at the Door County Film Festival this weekend. We'll talk to her about music video directing and producing. I'm excited about that because that's something we haven't really talked much about on Nightlight. We talk often about movies and TV and the filmmaking process. I don't think we've ever really jumped into video or music video production. So that'll be a fun discussion. That's coming up at 7:20. Going to read your text in just a few moments. What else do we have? What am I missing, Mr. Zomers? We got everything so far?
I think so.
We're good, right? All right. So let's get some texts out of the way here because we got some good ones. We've got Jim Denny on the stream, who is watching the radio on YouTube, says downhill skiing. No weight, the skeleton, or is it bobsled? I guess that I really don't have a favorite. I like almost all of them. Good for you, Jim. See, Jim will never be disappointed. So when I turned on curling Saturday night, if Jim turned that on, he would have been thrilled. And that's the way to live. He says the freestyle snowboard wasn't very good. Oh.
In past years, it's been excellent. I remember loving that when I was little and we had Sean White.
Yeah, the flying tomato, right?
Pretty much. I don't know if I'd heard that before, but that's accurate.
I'm pretty sure that was his nickname. And that's the one just where they go way off the tube or whatever it's called, and they just do all this crazy stuff, right?
Yep, that's the one.
JB Thompson on the stream also said he reminded us. He was proud of us, Aaron, for not using bad language, because when we talk on the stream during the breaks, people can hear us. So that's a great way, folks. If you want to hear some behind-the-scenes banter between Nightlight guests, producer, and host, check us out on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, and hear the backstage banter. JB also says they released all of the commercials. He's talking about the Super Bowl commercials, or almost all of them were released early. That is true. Great place to check out the commercials. Thank you, JB. Always great when JB is part of the show. He's the guy behind the guy behind the guy. That's how I describe JB, and he is a solid listener. So we'll go to our text line here. In the 608, Tony the Trucker says, Pete, women's hockey, limited checking makes for a fast skill showcasing game. That is a really interesting text. And I could see where Tony's coming from. Like in guys hockey, there's checking and it's less graceful, or it's still fast. It's still a fast game. But I think I like what he's saying there, how it's a little slicker or faster with the women's hockey.
Yeah, as far as college hockey goes, I don't know if the rules are different, but I will say the UW-Madison women's hockey team the last several years has been fantastic. And those games are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've never been to one, but I have friends from up here that road trip down to Madison just to watch the women's hockey team. I mean, they take in all the sports, but they're huge women's hockey enthusiasts. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, as a kid, I was big into watching ski jumping on ABC's Wide World of Sports on Saturday afternoon. The show covered many other sports too, but ski jumping was my favorite. The show's opening montage was video that included a Slovenian ski jumper, Vinko Bogatov, I think I'm saying that close to right, disastrously crashing, and Jim McKay dramatically saying the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I so remember that, Steady Eddie, and it was horrible. And I always wonder how that guy lived. But Steady Eddie continues and says he suffered a concussion and a broken ankle, not Jim McKay, the ski jumper. I'm with you. And later went on to become a successful painter, the ski jumper, not Jim McKay. Well, maybe you've never seen any of Jim McKay's work, Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie says, I hope I've made myself clear, Pete. I look forward to watching some Olympic ski jumping on my color TV while enjoying some winter comfort food. Hopefully all that happens on a Saturday afternoon. That would be perfect. Steady Eddie, well done as always, pal. Always great to hear from Steady.
Yeah, you want to hit the nostalgia button real quick.
Oh, nice find.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
And so on.
The human drama of that, athletic competition.
You know what I'm surprised? I'm surprised that sounds so kind of canned. Like, it probably sounded like that when they aired it on ABC back in the 70s.
But it probably didn't feel that way at the time.
No, not at all. And it sounds now like it's 100 years old. Great find, though.
There's TV shows from the 90s and 2000s that sound like they're 100 years old. It's like, I don't even know. I know it did not sound that bad. Somebody must have recorded it through like five different devices.
Right. That's like someone holding their phone up to an old TV show or something. Michael in Madison in the 608 says, hey guys, my favorite is curling. I am feeling more and more like a dope because apparently a lot of people and Nightlight listeners like curling. Crazy. But Michael says, my favorite is curling. I love the strategy, and they all seem like regular folks who you'd see at the pub after competition eating cheese curds with a beer. Well, I agree with that. He says, second is team bobsled. Watching people hype themselves by consensually slapping each other's butts is something this world needs more of. Also, hearing John's Dildo Factory on the radio earlier had me crying. Thanks, Pete. I really needed that today. Did I personify it? Did I say John's?
I think you did, yeah. You were talking about DoorDash and ordering items.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's just a business plan I'm working on. Michael, I'll keep you posted. This is Mike from Madison, not Michael from Madison. Mike says, have a lot of favorites, but the two-man luge is kind of creepy. I used to do a joke in my act about how I would not want to be the guy. Like, look, you're two guys laying on each other, and it's exciting. So those guys have to forgive a lot of stuff. That's all I'm saying. I'm guessing I've never done even a one-man luge or the three-person luge. I imagine it gets more and more. There's more tomfoolery involved as the sport gets bigger. But anyway, thank you for the text. Keep them coming, folks. What is your favorite or what is the most exciting Winter Olympic sport? That is our question of the night here at Nightlight. When we come back, we're talking Door County Film Festival with Mariah and Michael. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Zimers, you're like reading my mind all week. I know we just mentioned Daft Punk earlier, but I don't know if you saw this. About 7 or 8 years ago, Stephen Colbert wanted that band on his show. And CBS put the kibosh on it because of some contractual thing. And Colbert called it the song of the summer, and he put together this whole dance routine to that song and got all these cameos, Jeff Bridges, Hugh Laurie, Matt Damon, all these, Henry Kissinger was in it. It was so brilliant and so funny. And for a while, you couldn't even see it online because they just shut it down, the network lawyers. But it was one of my favorite moments from his show. I don't really watch much late night TV anymore, but man, I watched that about 10 times. It was just great. So I'm just complimenting you on your
well, thank you.
Song
I'm doing my best.
You're doing a swell job. All right, hey folks, we're going to pivot a little bit here. We've been talking all week a little bit about the Door County Film Festival. The other night we had Kurt Krause, Chris Opper, and Antonio Polk on, who gave kind of the pitch of what the festival is, when it's taking place, and how it grew from this great little coffee shop film club, basically, where they showed short films, to the Door County Short Film Festival, and now it's a full-blown film festival with shorts and feature films and music videos. So we're going to talk more about music videos with my next guest. She joins us over the stream, and she will be there this weekend. Her name is Mariah Kaler. Hello, Mariah.
Hi, Pete.
I'm glad I finally got your name right. You can, to make it up, why don't you call me like Schlaba or something like that? Then we'll be even, okay?
Sounds good.
Fire away. All right. Hey, it's great to have you and nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And shout out to Kurt and Chris Opper for setting up this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Great guys. I love having them on the show. We'll talk. We've got a lot to get to here. First, I have to ask you, because I ask all my guests the question of the night, do you have a favorite or a Winter Olympic sport you think is the most exciting?
I guess I'd have to go with probably the figure skating. And now, full disclosure, it's been a long time since I watched any, but growing up, I think that that's the only one I thought existed, because for some reason, we always watched all the skating. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got, there have been some great Wisconsin speed skaters like Eric Heiden and people like that. So we're well represented in the Winter Olympics, I would say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. So tell us, before we jump into your music video and a little bit more about what's happening this weekend, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I'm a full-time freelance video editor, and I have been doing that for about 4 years now. And I do a lot of different projects. Some is more in the marketing realm. Once in a while, I get to work on crews for productions of more creative projects. And now and then, I get to talk to artists. And they need a lot of... Artists need music videos to promote themselves nowadays. So it's something that I've gotten to do with various people in my network. And people talk and pass names around. And that's how it's come to be that I worked with Michael. And it's cool.
All right. You're talking about Michael Grabner?
Yep.
Okay. So you created this music video for his song, Haul Me Away, and that's going to play Saturday the 14th in the first block at Door County at the 1 o'clock, during the 1 o'clock block. Mm-hmm. How did you guys get connected?
So my friend of mine, who I've done video work with, was having a show one night. We went out to see her, and as part of the lineup, Michael was there and got to chatting with him, and so it was really a mutual connection that brought us together, which I find is a lot of times what happens with a lot of video work. It's, you know, somebody and you have a need. So he had reached out and it worked out that we could collaborate on it.
Where does he come from and where do you come from? Are you guys both native Wisconsinites?
Yep. I'm not sure. I know he's out of Appleton now. I think he's from here. I'm from the Appleton area also. I grew up in Kaukauna. So.
Oh, okay. Is that where you're coming to us from tonight?
Right now, I live in Neenah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A suburb of Appleton, to be fair.
Yeah.
Sure. Is there a big demand for people that want to make videos? Because I'm sure as a videographer or whatever you call yourself in that within that field, businesses want to make videos, probably families. Like, how busy do you stay doing that?
Yeah, it's been busy for me especially the last 9 months. I've had a lot going on, especially I work a lot with digital marketing and that realm. So if you think of all of the ads you're seeing online, all of the ads you're seeing on streaming services, all of those ads need to be made somehow. So there's definitely a need for it. And there's a decent network of us out here, and it can be anyone from independent creators like myself to larger companies that do it. So yeah. there's work to go around, I'm finding.
You mentioned you worked on film crews, and we'll get more into I have a lot of questions about making a music video. I find it kind of fascinating because I was given the opportunity, or someone approached me years ago to do something like that, and I had no clue how to go about it. Like, it's a totally different animal. Because so think about that, because I'm going to ask you that after the break. But right now, how do you, like, is there an approach, like, when you came out of school, is this what you wanted to do? Did you want to go into marketing, or is film your first love?
Well, I only been in the film industry for about 5 years before. Okay. I spent the first probably 14 years of my career in marketing. I have a science and technical writing degree.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a roundabout path, but just kind of as the internet evolved and as marketing evolved, the video landscape kind of opened up as a place where there was a lot more marketing going on. So I did it as part of a marketing and merchandising role. And then about 5 years ago, decided I wanted to just do exclusively video work rather than the marketing side of it. So it was just it naturally unfolded that way for me.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. Mariah Kaler is here, folks. We're going to talk to her about her music video that you can see at the Door County Film Festival this weekend. That's all coming up after news, sports, and weather. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Is a request from our guest Mariah Kaler, who I have a funny story about that song. I always, that was kind of a guilty pleasure. I thought it was kind of cheesy, like the movie, but it's kind of one of those things. It's like a great workout song, or if you're taking a walk. And I had a friend who I was writing in a coffee shop when I still lived in LA, and he's got a long history anyway. Things did not go well for him, but he walks over and says something to me, and I lift my headphone, and he can hear the John Parr song. So we did our business, and he went over and sat down, and I walked over and I said, "Hey, man, do me a favor. Don't tell anybody you heard me listening to John Parr." And he laughed and whatever. But how did you – you're much younger than me, I think. How did you find that song, Mariah?
I have no idea. Probably from my boyfriend.
Okay, there you go.
There's nothing wrong
with it. It's
good tunes are timeless.
Absolutely. All right. Mariah Kaler is here, folks. She is a director, a writer, a producer, an editor. She kind of does it all. And she's got a music video in the Door County Film Festival, which takes place this weekend. It kicks off tomorrow night. A wonderful little film festival. I'm excited to be there myself. And I hope everyone in the area can make it out, because they've got some great films showing this weekend. Mariah, you have a music video showing there. I didn't even know film festivals showed music videos, but it's in a block of shorts. What even made you submit it for something like that? You must have obviously known that they were open to showing music videos.
Yes, when I first started going to festivals, we always went to Wildwood here in Appleton for many years before I was in the video realm. So occasionally you'd see a few entered, and I think a lot of people don't think to enter that kind of a thing. And I looked through, this is the only one that's showing this year. So I mean, maybe people just don't enter them, but
I love it. No, it's great. And I, like I was saying before, a friend of mine just kind of asked me, and I don't even know how do you do that? Because, you know, it seems like you have such a blank canvas. You don't have to follow the lyrics of the song or necessarily even the mood. Sometimes there's a total juxtaposition of what's happening. How do you know where to start? Like, do you start with the narrative of the lyrics or in the song? How do you decide which direction to go with it?
Yeah, I know a lot of video people like doing music videos because it's like a tiny film. It's like a mini film.
Yeah.
So you can try some new things. You can get experimental. A lot of the time, I think the artist has something that they want to convey, or you collaborate with them. Other times you're kind of supplying more of the ideas. And I've done it both ways. For this one's a little unique because it's actually a lyric video. So it does have the text of all of the lyrics. And a lot of times now you're seeing it's part of the promo package when artists are releasing songs that they, you know, the song goes out on Spotify. They'll have a few things on social media. They'll have something go out on their YouTube just to kind of cater to their audience wherever they're at. So this was a lyric video designed kind of for that promo purpose. And with it, Michael didn't have a lot of direction. So usually what I'll do is I'll just listen to the song a bunch of times. Like I'll spend hours just listening to it and see what kind of feelings I get, what the lyrics are saying to me, and figuring out like, how could I create this? And we didn't do any filming for this one. It's all graphics based. So in some ways that's more freeing, in other ways you're more limited because it's like, how can I create something that's interesting, that conveys this song, that helps express something of the artist's personality and stuff like that. So a lot of that goes into it. And this one, I kind of made a few mock-ups. Usually I'll make some mock-ups for the artist before I create the whole thing, get their approval on it, see if I'm, you know, on the same page of that. And this one was a pretty easy one to dial in something that we both had fun with.
Have you done other music videos where the artist was very involved or knew what they wanted? And if so, which do you prefer? Which approach?
Yeah, I did a series of videos for another local artist called Strategic a few years ago. And he had released an EP. So that's three songs on an album. And he had an arc of each song had its own part of the story. And then the three together were telling a story. So that was pretty, like, my contribution was figuring out, okay, where can we go to film this? What kind of constraints do we have? Of course, there's always limitations of who can we get to help us and what kind of talent can we talk into helping?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of moving parts when you're doing something that sweeping. And it came together and told the story. It was challenging because there was a lot to do. It ended up being about 10 minutes, where normal music videos, you know, 3 to 4.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was on Strategic's been on Nightlight before. He performed
awesome.
In the studio. Yeah, it was great.
Shout out Strategic. Hey, Brandon.
What kind of music do you prefer when you're making a video like that? Do you like something slower or something rocking or country or what?
I don't know if I have a strong preference. Anything that has a mood, I think, is what I would say.
Okay.
Because you have to make something interesting, I have to connect with it somehow. So strong moods. Other genres I've done is more like alt rock or kind of more guitar based rock. And you know, you can get a feel for it. You know, if you listen to it enough, things will come through. And I haven't had a time when I'm drawing a total blank, so you can, but you can always consult with the artists, and usually they have some opinions, so that's helpful.
Yeah. So you've done other stuff too. You said you worked on a film called The Voice in the Vessel with Daniel Wheeler. He's been on the show before.
Yeah.
And you know, you've edited. What do you prefer? Like, when it comes to directing or producing, are music videos where you want to go, or is this a way to pay the rent and kind of get some experience and you want to do narrative films? What's your desire there?
Yeah. Well, music videos, I would say, are kind of like a cherry on top when they come through. I don't do a lot of them. I've done maybe 4 or 5 in the last few years, just for, it's really occasional. I kind of think of myself as an editor. So if I could get my hands on some footage and tell some stories, that's really where I like to be, is in creating messages. And especially if it's something heartwarming or heartfelt or genuine, that's kind of my sweet spot of the kind of projects I like to work on.
Great answer. My guest is Mariah Kaler. She, you can see her work at the Door County Film Festival this weekend. She's got a music video she did for artist Michael Grabner. And the song is called Haul Me Away, and it will be playing Saturday, February 14th, in the 1 o'clock block at the Door County Film Festival. You'll be there? You going to do a Q&A or anything?
Yeah, and I think Michael will be there too, as far as I know. Okay. So we'll both be in attendance, and I've had work there, I think, the last couple of years, and it's really fun. It's just a great experience to be there.
That's great. We've got on the stream one of your friends and one of my friends, JB Thompson, says, Pete, if you were going to be in a music video, what song would you pick? That's interesting, because I thought about it over the break, and I don't know. It seems like it would be really awkward. So I pick like a John Prine song, just something kind of cool where I could wear like a cowboy hat or some raggedy jeans or something, like a little bit of Americana or Springsteen or something like that. What would you do, Mariah?
I maybe would want to do something kind of progressive rock kind of thing, maybe heavy on the heavier side.
Okay.
If I had to pick.
Is that the music? Is that your music of choice?
Yeah, it's kind of one of my go-tos a lot of the time. It depends on the day.
Okay. All right. So tell us what else, you know, I know you've been a production assistant and editor. How is all of that different? Like, what is your, if you had to choose, you said you're kind of an editor first, but where do you see your career going if you had your choice?
Yeah. Well, like the coolest thing about working in video production is it doesn't take too many steps to get to works that need more people than just one. So whenever you can get a team together, get on a team, go to a place and, you know, hauling in the gear, setting it all up, getting everything looking just right, having someone there to oversee and make sure you're getting what needs to be captured so that, you know, when me or whoever's back in the editing room, we have what we need. Yeah. All of the moving parts of being on location is really fun. So that's something that I always jump at the chance to do. Being an editor is pretty solitary a lot of the time. And so I'm always eager to get on crews and help out and get a little bit of social time in. And you meet people on every crew you work on. You'll meet new people and you never know if that person will be able to invite you to another job in the future or you'll need that person's skill set in the future. So that's one of the things that's really the most exciting about working in this field.
Yeah, that's great. And you're right that you, those bonds you build on a set, whether it's a commercial or movie or whatever, they're very solid. What was it like working with, I've gotten to know Daniel Wheeler over the last couple of years and a great guy, very talented artist and a pretty good actor too. Very good in Daniel Needs to Leave, which will also be playing at the Door County Film Festival. I've had the opportunity to see that with an audience. I loved his film, The Voice in the Vessel. I thought the production value was incredible for a short film. Talk about your experience on that a little bit.
Yeah, that was really a treat to work on. And I hope I can work with Daniel again on projects and Grace because we just had a good time. He's really good at planning and just the tone of working on that project was really pleasant. But yeah, I was on hand to just kind of be assistant to the cameraman, haul the stuff in, offer whatever support's needed. I think it was just a crew of maybe three or four and then our talent. So it was pretty streamlined and we just had a great time. The locations were beautiful and the props that he made were incredible. It all just really worked together to tell like a spooky Twilight Zone-y kind of story. And yeah, I was really glad to have worked on
great.
That.
What, before we let you go, are you binge watching anything you could recommend?
We just finished watching the new season of Fallout.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we're not players of the game. So I think there was a lot that we missed, but we just love the aesthetic of that series. And I hopefully don't have to live in any wastelands, but just the cool retro future kind of setting has really been interesting to watch.
It seems like everything that comes out now is some kind of dystopian or post-apocalyptic everything. And I watched the first few episodes of Fallout, and I thought, I agree with you, the aesthetic was cool. I don't know why I didn't stick with it. It's not like I hated it or anything, but that's a good one. Okay, well, listen, I look forward to meeting you in person. It's going to be a fun weekend. Have a great time in Door County. I hope you get the response you want from your music video, and I'm excited to see it. So it's been great meeting you, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and I'll look for you at the fest.
Sounds good. That's Mariah Kaler, folks. The song is Haul Me Away by Michael Grabner. She did the music video for it. So check that out, and maybe in a few weeks, who knows, maybe we can see it online or on YouTube or whatever. All I know is I've got 6 LinkedIn invitations since this show started, Zommers. So I've got options, buddy.
I guess that's good.
We're coming right back to read your text, and I've got a really fun clip you don't want to miss. Pre-Valentine's Day, this is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Great tune. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. We are in the home stretch here. Mr. Aaron Zommer is producing the show tonight. Always fun to work with Aaron. We've got a couple highlight shows coming up over the next couple nights here at Civic Media. I will be off and making an appearance and checking out some really cool films at the Door County Film Festival. Our next live show will be next Wednesday. And we have an excellent lineup. That's going to be a lot of fun next Wednesday. We've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Andy Wassman, who is going to talk about a really cool event involving beer and sled dogs, if I remember properly. SB is going to tell us about a really cool show he is bringing to Wisconsin. You're not going to want to miss that. Lots of fun stuff going on next week on Nightlight, but we don't start until Wednesday. But tune in tomorrow and Friday for the highlight shows. We'll be replaying our interview with Seth Wickersham from ESPN and Devika Yiddish. Am I saying that right?
I think so.
That's pretty good. That was a few nice. Her name is kind of tough.
Yeah, and, more Middle Eastern names are not something that we often have to pronounce.
Here's what I'm hearing, Aaron. Schwabe, you crushed it.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yep.
More or less. Dave on the stream says curling because I could be an Olympian if I applied myself. Famous last words. Doesn't everybody say that?
Yeah, or I could be a blank, you know.
Exactly. I could have played pro ball because I caught an orange that rolled off the table. But I know Dave, and I know he meant to be funny, so that totally works. Dave from Madison in the 608 says, Q1 slalom, those races are 85 miles per hour, and one mistake equals pain, or you lose by 0.001 second. Yeah, no, great point, Dave, because that is a crazy thing about that event. The times they win and lose by, that's why that's a great event, the slalom. I love that. Q2, since Aaron took a slide whistle, I'll go with trombone. So Dave sees his private parts as the trombone. Another, got some interesting shaped private parts here we've talked about on the show tonight. Although, also, thanks for the name song reference. I'm going to use that to mess with people when they stop over. Just happening to be listening to the Pete song, for example. What's the Pete song?
It's just, remember the Gregory song earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a YouTube channel that for basically any name, they have a song for it. And it's just generic music, and they're saying, Pete.
Okay. I love it. All right. So, folks, thanks so much for all your texts and calls. It's always more fun when you guys participate. And thank you to all my guests tonight, Rob Thomas, Mariah Kaler, and Greg Bach. We've had a lot of fun here tonight. I want to kind of go out. Part of this is visual, but it's the aesthetic of the audio that I love about this next clip, Aaron. It's from The Simpsons, and it's kind of a composite of their Valentine's Day episode. And there's some great sound bites. And Ned Flanders makes an appearance, and Moe the bartender, Bart and Homer. It's just a great little tribute to Valentine's Day by one of my favorite shows, The Simpsons.
And you, my graveyard
smash. Doing the monster mash with you on this beautiful Valentine's Day.
Marty, why did you play that song today? There must be thousands of love songs.
Well, it's kind of a love song. All the monsters enjoying each other's company, you know, dancing, holding their evil in check.
You played the wrong record, didn't you?
Why are you doing this to me?
Bah! This is just another Hallmark holiday cooked up to sell cards.
Oh, a Valentine from my granddaughter.
Could I have the envelope?
To Mo, from your secret admirer.
No!
Oh, God, no.
And this is for my Huggy Bug in honor of this special day.
Special day? Oh, what have I forgotten? No. Now, don't panic. Is it Bacon Day? No, that crazy talk. She's getting impatient. Take a stab at it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Woohoo!
I'll bet you have a lot of things planned, eh, Dad?
Kind of. Nobody makes a big deal out of Valentine's Day.
If you think I'm cuddly and you want my company, come on, wifey, let me know.
Oh!
Hey, Dad, why don't you give Mom her present?
What a nice idea, son.
You know what's so funny? Like, they used to play, they don't show Apu anymore. Hank Azaria played Apu, and the funny part of that clip is Homer runs out the door as fast as he can, runs to the mini mart, the Quickie Mart, and gets Marge a gift there. And I think that's, I'm just guessing that's probably why they trim that off the video.
I don't know. That is interesting.
It's kind of a bummer. I had a Jim Gaffigan clip too. Do we have time for that?
I think so.
Let's try to jam that in. This is Jim Gaffigan on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, the tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence? Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. And I'm just pig enough to find out. Ah, I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help.
Jim Gaffigan, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everybody has a happy and safe Valentine's Day. Zahmer, we will talk. I hope you make it to Door County, but no pressure. And the rest of you as well. I hope everybody has a wonderful night. Thank you again for being part of the show. And on behalf of Aaron Zahmer's, good night, Wisconsin.
And you, my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, dear God. You impetuous young boy.
Mash good.
Monster mash. Gosh.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.